Police in Texas initially didn't try to break down the classroom door where 19 children were killed because they believed the gun was barricaded alone and that no one was at risk. Director of Texas Department of Public Safety Stephen McGraw said that was the wrong decision.
Hey, for the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can. Hey, when there's an active shooter, the rules change.
McCross says the shooter got into the school through an exterior door that had been propped open by a teacher. Law enforcement officials have faced mounting questions and outcry from parents and the community on the police's response to the massacre. Senate Democrats say they were more optimistic about a compromise with Republicans on gun control legislation in response to the Texas massacre. Lawmakers say they plan to continue negotiations by telephone during their 10-day recess. Sunday, President Biden will travel to Uvalde, Texas, to honor the victims of the mass shooting. Texas Governor Greg Abbott reportedly has dropped plans to address the National Rifle Association's annual meeting in person today. He'll deliver a taped message to the NRA instead. The Dallas Morning News is also reporting that Texas's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the state's second most powerful elected official, is canceling his speech to the NRA. The maker of the gun used in the Texas shooting is also not attending the NRA meeting. A spokesman for the Georgia-based company said Daniel Defense is skipping the gathering, quote, due to the horrifying tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, where one of our products was criminally misused. He continued, we believe this week is not the appropriate time to be promoting our products in Texas at the NRA meeting. Senators released a revised version of a bill designed to rein in big tech. The bill also aims to ban major tech companies from giving preference to their own products above those of competitors, a change that would likely impact companies including Meta, Amazon, Apple, and others. Tech groups have already said the updates don't do enough to meet their requests. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.